Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promodj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, I want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help obsbeers.com, you know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out GrogTag.com. Also, check out the lovely DJChild.com, and that's Child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out Facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out Instagram.com/art_of_Dren, D-R-E-N.
Sneeze, and that little man at the beginning of this take of this particular show lets you know that it's allergy season. Here, I'm here with here to let you know one
here,
big.
I'm here with here.
Yeah, well, can I get our shameless plug out of the way?
OBSBeers.com, the number one standard in beer reviews and all things beer. If you want to check out our social media, it's pretty simple. It's at OBSBeers. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Periscope, Instagram, Snapchat, Untappd, Reddit, Twitch, and several other areas. And the best way to find that out is head over to OBSBeers.com. You want to check out our podcast, Open Bottle Talk? Click the link right there on the homepage. Also, if you want our merchandise, you want to go ahead and help us out with the show? You want to reach out to us? Check out the OBS section in the main menu. Beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
With our, you didn't know there's a new product on the show?
What show?
This show, Open Bottle Talk.
Open Bottle Talk.
I don't know
talk.
If he was particularly ready, but.
No, okay. But he is ready. He pushed the button already. So, ladies and gentlemen, today's show has been brought to you by allergies. It lets you know you're in a place that you're not supposed to be. All right. So, right now, it's your boy Key. I got Sean. I got Frank.
Yep.
So, we're going to do something a little different on today's show. Also, we got people watching on the Periscope. What's up? And always remember, guys, if you guys want to come down and interact with us, we film pretty much every day. And on Fridays, when we're doing these recordings for this radio show, we turn on the Periscope. And you never know. We incorporate a few people, say hello. So every now and again, you'll hear me say something or Frank. But today's show is slightly different. Today's theme of the show is, what in the hell?
Okay.
All right. I know that sounds a little promiscuous, but that's okay. We'll grease her up.
Promiscuous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I heard that in the song with, what's her name? Nelly Furtado?
Nelly Furtado, yeah.
Yeah, Nutella Furtado with Justin Timber Boots.
Whatever.
We don't want to get sued, so we have to make up names on the fly, but you know what I'm talking about. So what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of dig into each other about certain questions. And, I mean, me and Frank get drilled with these sort of questions all the time, but we're going to kind of ask you a few questions and kind of talk about past things. While we're doing that, we're also going to do some beer news and then whatever the hell else we want to do. But we're just taking a break from the norm of what we do. Does that sound fair, guys?
No.
Whatever.
Completely unfair.
You guys.
Hello, apathy.
Today's show has been brought by apathy.
Brought by apathy.
Welcome to extreme McAfee. Apathy.
And McAfee.
I don't even know what that word means. Not even going to front. I know. I heard you told me earlier, but I wasn't paying attention.
I don't know.
I was being absentee.
Oh, apathy?
Apathy.
Yeah.
Hashtag child squad.
Yeah, oh, okay. Hashtag child squad.
Just throwing it out there.
Aw, snap. We like big titties. You know what? With that said, let's go ahead and begin. You guys want to start?
No,
so what
I
in the hell?
We started already.
Okay, so let's just go around the room. Yeah. All right, we'll start with, make it easy because we're always going to pick on Sean over there.
Fuck.
Frank.
Yeah, what the hell?
Since you've been on the show with me for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Podcast, recording, live streaming. What was your worst beer you ever had on the show? And no holds bar either. What was the thing that you're like, holy shit, you son of a bitch. What in the hell?
I would have to give a what in the hell to probably two things. One would be Milkus.
Big shout out to the Sellies for having very disgusting taste in refreshing products.
Which was it was a alcoholic yogurt drink, correct?
No, they were non-alcoholic yogurt drink.
No, yogurt soda. Those things were good.
It was Milkus.
No, they were not.
Yeah, they were.
No,
yeah,
they weren't.
You've had Milkus?
Yeah, I was here for it. It was great.
You're making my stomach hurt.
Are you farting?
No, my stomach's hurting. You mentioned Milkus and my stomach hurts.
So Milkus was in the top two. The other was the time that you and I drank a 12-pack of hot off the truck, never been in the fridge, Modelo.
I left them in my car for 2 days on purpose.
Why?
We were raising money and people called us out on it. And we actually did. We needed some. What did we need? What did we need?
Because
we went all the way. We raised quite a bit. We think we raised $600. It was for something. What was it?
For diapers, probably, for you guys, right?
No, I actually threw up.
I remember.
I threw up. No, that was the Corona. No, I threw up in five bottles.
Yeah, and I passed out in the aisle.
Yeah, we went out after that. We kind of
why do you do this Uber to yourself?
Well, that's what they paid for.
I know.
And we raised enough money to cover some expenses, and that was nasty.
It was
bad.
Yeah, and he passed out at the aisle, and I'm still filming. I'm like, watch, look, Frank. He's like fucking assed out, man.
That's great.
But he was safe.
Oh, my God.
No one touched his butthole.
He was safe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's because I wasn't there. Me and Mr. Cosby.
So we're going to go ahead and move on. Sean,
you've
been here, and it hasn't been that long.
Oh, no.
What was your favorite and what was your worst thing you drank with us?
I don't even remember.
Okay, let's make it a little easier. What's your favorite style then that you've grown to like? And what's your least favorite? Even if you don't know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Could you describe your worst favorite? Like, what is it that you don't like about beer? I think that's a little easier for
right.
me.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Made that very simple
kinda
for my
up
simple
this
mind.
Semen in my throat. Fuck.
Oh, okay. I didn't
was
think
at the beach today.
Yeah, I didn't think that'd be a problem. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done that before we started recording. Anyway.
Gross.
Yeah. I've grown to like sours. Those are my favorite. And I don't know, particularly whatever we had at Great Basin, he kept bringing me sours. Or he brought me two.
A Berliner Weiss.
Ones.
It was a Berliner Weiss and
sure,
a sour.
Sure.
That's what he was bringing, and he would blend it. Yeah. It was the one we were blending.
One was mixed, yeah.
Yep.
One was
Berliner Weiss.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was good. That was really good.
Okay, now
and,
on the other side.
I don't know. I guess IPAs are really stressful for me.
that's my favorite part is watching Sean drink IPAs.
Yeah, it's
the
like
faces are ridiculous.
It's like black coffee, and I'm a 9-year-old. I'm not gonna get it yet.
Stressful was a good word, by the way.
It'll take years.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful. He's really articulate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, so I guess for me, my worst beer on the show was the wasabi beer I did with the sellers.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it was made with wasabi, and it tastes like wasabi, and I don't eat wasabi.
Oh,
I guess the theme either. Going here is gross wasabi.
Yeah.
And the best beer I ever had on since doing this whole job. It's tough, but I'm going to have to go with Dark Lord. What? Dark Lord was... So...
Because I can't remember the names of
I don't
know.
You weren't around when we had it. No, okay. You were not. So right. So the story with the Dark Lord is, there's a brewery called Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, I look too. He's waving to the camera.
We're filming, guys. Yeah, I'm waving to the people that are watching us.
I can't even see
that.
I forgot.
So, guys, Frank waved to the camera. God, Sean turned his head. I looked, too, because I'm not boo-boo the fool. I'm not like, whoa, what's going on? And then Frank looks at Sean and go, you heard what he said. You can back it up a little bit on this podcast. That's the cool part about podcasting.
But he looked at me so like...
at the camera.
I know, but I didn't know that even when he looked at me, like, what, Sean? And I was like, oh, my God, he sees something I don't. Yeah.
Is it dead people?
No, I thought it was someone that was just about to murder me that was in cahoots with the
We would have already been gone. Sean, table would have been pushed.
Nice.
And we'd have been gone. Like, nice. Yeah. Fuck that. Bye.
Nice. Yeah, see, look, he did it again and I almost looked again.
Right. Oh, so the Dark Lord, since you know on our live stream, when we live stream and do the beer show, everything is publicly funded, right?
Yeah.
So we're self-proclaimed publicly funded. Beer show. So people are always asking me what beers would I like to record, and I always state these really unique ones. There was a guy that came in, and we're gonna keep his name anonymous, was like, I got an extra one and I'll mail it to you. And I'm like, yeah, right, because this beer is like a $300 bottle of beer.
No, really?
After you buy it.
Holy shit.
So, and I'm telling Frank, and Frank's like, well, we'll see. You know how he is. He's apathy of the pay.
He's
that dude. And so, sure enough, it came in.
Wow.
And we did it. We reviewed it, and we saved it, and it took 1 week for me to give to everybody a little bit of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Holy
and it was, and it was really, really nice, and it was really, really good, and it was very appreciative.
How lucky is that?
It is. All right, so moving along with what the fuck.
Moving along.
Frank.
I thought it was what the hell.
It's
what? Oh, we have to up it each time. So no, okay, what the hell? I don't remember. I've been drinking. It's your turn, Frank. Let's start it off, and then we'll do a transition, and then we'll do a game plan and come back again. And
yeah.
It's like herpes. We'll do it.
I'll take a question off of Periscope from Rob 243. He's asking, what's my favorite IPA? I don't know if I really have a favorite, Rob.
You do.
It all depends on what kind of mood I'm in. But probably I would say Icky by Great Basin.
That's one.
Probably my favorite.
And the one by your house.
Oh, Hoppy Times by Bad Beat. Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't
had
that in ages.
I got a question from iWalkie 1818. Have I ever been to Florida? Key.
Only in jail, right?
Yeah, only... No.
In your prison oranges?
No.
No?
No, I've never been to Florida that I could remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a key joke? Like the Florida Keys?
Yeah, well, he said that. Floor, F-L-A, then the key emoji, and then my name. So I'm assume it's Florida, or Flo Rida for those that follow the state, Keys, then me.
Right.
All right, so Frank, you can move around the room and kind of hit everybody with this. Kind of like two for the road, but it's not. We're kind of pulling some more tangible information.
75 for the highway.
Hey, Sean.
That's me.
What is the funniest moment you can remember here on the show? Let me fix that.
I think when Key was having a meltdown in the corner.
Oh, the one where I got kicked off the show because you jerked?
When me, you, and Chris did the show?
Yeah, I basically love it when Key's not here.
That was funny.
Oh, I didn't know we were going this way.
Oh, hey, Key. I didn't see you there.
No, Dick.
Oh, hey, man. No, we were just talking about how much we appreciate you on the show.
How you just looked me dead in my face while
I'm fucking guy. What's Key? What, Key?
Fuck you. Keep going. It's your turn, Frank. Keep going.
Well, what about you, Key? What's the funny moment that you can really recall?
Oh, man. Do you remember that time? Now, this is kind of a little weird story. Do you remember the time I fired Sean after the show? Do you remember that?
That's happened.
Best time
that's
ever.
whatever. It's happening tonight, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I thought that was great.
Damn it, dude.
I fucking pissed myself. Oh, I was like, get rid of him. He's such a dick. No, the funniest moment, all right, hands down, is the helium episode.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The day where...
I forgot about that.
I've never been euphorically lifted before.
Yeah.
And that helium tank, bro.
You've never been euphorically lifted.
That's... I've never done any mind-altering goodness.
Oh, man. That's a shame.
That's beautiful.
I'm drinking peanut butter milk stout from Belching Beaver Brewery.
Kim's from DJ Child provided that.
And I got the bottom of the bottle, which I don't normally get. Key usually gets that, and there's a whole lot of gunk in it.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so I think the helium episode was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking... At one point, I took the whole... I think I took the whole tank and was just taking it to the head and losing my shit.
So now, if I flip it, what do you think has been the most uncomfortable moment?
Oh, damn.
Probably the time that I had a butt plug in the entire show. Oh, you guys didn't know about that. Okay,
that's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Again, I had to fire him. So, the most uncomfortable or just bad show all around? Are we saying like that or just uncomfortable? I don't think...
Just uncomfortable.
All right, fuck it. Do you remember when we were first doing this and that lady came over with the jack-off wristwatch?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Do you remember that?
She was a very nice lady.
But she came off way too strong. And she, like, I don't mind putting people on the show.
So she did come.
No, we have the watch. It's sitting over there in the thing. But she does, like, sex.
I thought we raffled it.
No, I couldn't find it when we were trying to raffle it. And I couldn't find it when I came home. It was sitting in a bucket.
So I still have it. Jack off?
It helps you make women squirt. It's an actual legit product.
I don't care about women.
Oh, okay. No, so she comes over.
I need
over.
To make my jack-off experience better.
Right. I knew her her manager from a friend of ours that also helps with the show. Big shout-out to Cookie Valentine.
Whoa.
And so she comes over. Really, really, she's really nice.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine me as a chick.
I do all the time.
Like, I like the vulgarity a little bit. Mm. And it was just, like, there was no tactfulness, and she didn't have the swaggy with it. Like, I could be creepy, let me see your pussy. Like, I could be sly with it.
That's how we
met. And she was, like, really, but she was, like, touching Frank's hands. And we put the watch on him, and she's like, do it like this. And then the whole time she was, like, trying to plug herself. Like, on the show, like, I do that.
Like, plug her holes?
No, like, plug her business. And we were trying to do more for... We explained to her before the show that we do beer and we do live streaming and we'll give you, you know, how things work when you come to someone's show. It's not about you. Like, when I go do stuff, I wait for my cue to talk about what I do. I just join in on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, she had no tag. It was really odd, man. Mm. Yeah, she, man.
Question from the audience. Key, what's your favorite whiskey?
Well, that's a good question. Rob243, I like Soulja Valley.
Nice. I like Soulja Boy.
Yeah. No, I actually like Soldier Valley anything. They make some good stuff, so bourbon and things like that. But yeah, I like Soldier Valley. But if I had to go outside of Soldier Valley, I like anything that's affordable. It's all the same to me as far as the drinks.
Sure.
It all goes down the same. And if it's good quality, it's good quality no matter the price point. So if it's good quality, I'm with it. So, all right. So what about you on the uncomfortable shit?
You're gonna make me remember things.
I hope that makes you uncomfortable.
I think when Carl was here, my buddy Carl was here.
Oh yeah.
And Mr. Selly was on the mic.
Oh, the moment we found out all about Mr. Chris.
Yeah, the clicking and stuff.
That was the only
episode. Oh, yeah, with Alabaster, that's right.
The only episode that had censorship.
That is correct. That was great.
You gotta be real fucked up for the OBS.
Oh, that's right, you left us. You had to leave. It was an emergency.
Yeah, it was an emergency. He's a white guy that didn't want to be associated with that, and he's the guy that does the fake Sieg Heil.
Yeah, I know. I love Siegel. Free Siegel.
Siegel salute. Siegel sweets.
Free Meek Mill.
Hey, I don't like.
So, all right. What about you, Frank? What was the most uncomfortable moment?
Oh, it was the same episode as you.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice enough lady. She was nice enough.
Nice enough. Not.
But it was just.
Just qualifying.
She was aggressive.
Yeah.
She was aggressive.
If it was in a different world, I'm pretty sure she'd ate everyone's ass while fucking Rusty tromboning you. Willingly.
You know, I'm gonna be honest, I don't see the downside here.
Right. All right, now it's your turn, Sean.
What, I gotta ask a question?
You gotta hit us with the what the hell.
Oh my god. You know, You should have given me a heads up so I could have come up with questions.
Why don't we take a commercial break at this moment?
All right, fair enough.
Might be a good time.
Frank is calling the shots.
Hey, Sean, are you here?
No.
Can you go ahead and roll a commercial real quick on the transition? We're going to need...
I can.
We're going to need not the normal clickety bar sound. What I need is a little bit different. I need more outdoorsy, farmy shit. Can you just string without the bar transition that you normally do?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of madness of animals, you know, cows, chickens.
Okay, yeah.
Just a bunch of them and just string them together for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Like however long that transition is.
Like barnyard sound?
Yeah, just a bunch of fucking, like no rhyme or reason. Just here's a chicken clucking, like,
right.
Boom. Can you handle, can we get that?
I mean, yeah.
We'll make all it right. Happen, we'll be right back with this commercial, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for beer news. Beer news.
Indeed. So, back to my apathy. So in February, Stone filed a lawsuit against Miller Coors for copyright infringement.
What?
Because Miller Coors had rebranded their packaging and advertisements for their Keystone brand as Stone.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, my so God.
Keystone changed into Stone, which really, really, really upset the owner at Stone.
Because their name is Stone.
Right.
I didn't see that coming.
So I read an article off of a website called Brewbound, and the author of the article is Justin Kendall. Let's give props where it's due.
Kendall, love you.
Yeah,
is it
nice
Kendall?
Job.
Is it Kendall?
Justin Kendall.
You look great.
Love you, Justin.
You look great, Justin.
So Miller Coors, 2 months later, has finally answered back.
Wait, are you? Oh, because I remember it was a big thing.
Yeah.
And there was like no continuation with the story. So, what do you got for me?
So, Miller Coors has answered back with several counterclaims, asking the court to grant it the exclusive right to use the Stone mark in conjunction with U.S. beer sales. They called the claims in Stone Brewing's February lawsuit misleading and ultimately meritless, as well as a publicity stunt and a platform to market its beer.
Wow, they're Eric Cartman them.
that's what
yeah, Miller Coors is saying what their lawsuit is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because you can't do that. Well, but their name is Stone. But see Miller Coors is dirty because if they put Stone on their shit, what do you think most people are going to grab? They're going to think it's fucking actual Stone Brewing Company. Right. They knew what they were doing. Bunch of dicks. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, but here's the thing. All the packaging for Keystone, even though it's now including Stone, it's labeled Keystone. It includes Coors Brewing Company logo. They apparently used the term Stone in ads promoting Keystone dating back to 1992. They even shared images of a 1996 newspaper advertisement using the tagline, "Start your party with the Stone." So what they're now claiming is, if anything, Stone copied them. Since Keystone was already advertised as such.
I mean,
right. Was that before Stone even opened?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they're proving that they're like, fuck you, buddy. We're here first.
Yeah.
Okay, they might win this one.
Well, as someone that doesn't drink beer, if I were to see an advertisement for one, I'd be very confused. I'd be like, wait, is that the same thing? And
they're
one
smart.
Just doesn't have
No one ever said these companies were stupid. They're just they're just dirty. You know what I'm saying? Dirty tactics. Hey, that's what wins wars, your tactics. And if they win this, then they got it. It's over. You know what I mean? I mean, we're not going to touch it. I mean, we'll probably get one to make fun of it, but that's crazy. Is there anything else on this?
I think that Miller Coors had kind of just been like, yeah, whatever, for a long time, because Stone had sent them a cease and desist letter in 2010 regarding Keystone, and apparently Miller Coors never objected to Stone using the that name, you know, Stone. They didn't flip it back around at them and say, no, no, well, we're not going to cease and desist. You cease and desist.
Right.
So it's starting to become interesting because I can kind of see both sides of it.
Right. One's known as Stone Brewing,
yeah,
and the others are just being hip cool by taking the key part out and just going Stone. This is really nice. I like this. Hopefully there'll be a fight to the death in some galactic arena.
Yeah.
Frank, should it be a sex tape?
I think
I would prefer it not be.
Right, I disagree.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So what are your thoughts, Frank, on this article, bud?
Well, the article itself, I think, is
written very poorly.
It's a very well written article. Nice job, Justin Kendall. You know, it's hard to say. I don't really remember.
It's okay, you can say it.
I don't remember Keystone being kind of billed as
Stone. I've never heard of it.
They should just go by.
I've never even look, Frank. I come from, you know, the hood. I've never heard anyone refer it as, yo, let's go get some stones.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard anyone say Keystone and shorten it to make it seem cooler. So I've never even heard it in passing.
Apostrophe Stone.
So when I first heard the article, I thought it was maddening. I was like, oh my God, they're in so much shit. But if they've got proof that they were marketing it long before the brewery opened, they got a case.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting because somebody's going to have to back down.
Yep. Who's got bigger pockets is the question.
Well, Miller Coors obviously has bigger pockets, but Stone is not small.
Yeah, they're grown big, and they got that backing overseas. And
yeah, I mean they're a pretty big operation, so they got tons of money themselves. So,
do you think a petition is in order from either or?
Let's start it.
No, I don't. I don't think there's really. I don't know. I'm telling you, I drank Keystone when I was in college, and this was in the mid 90s. And like you were saying, I never ever did I ever hear anybody say, "Yo, man, let's get some Stone."
Yeah, I'm gonna go grab a Stone at the shop real quick.
Hey, while you're out, can you pick me up a case of Stone? No.
Yeah, now we can say yo, you can get some Stone.
Give me some Keystone.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Like a white guy.
This concludes Beer News. We'll be right back.
I'm sorry, I was going to do the Wednesday. And I'm
Hey, dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's a pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh, man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling, without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water resistant, and ice chest approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Hop Valley Double Delic IPA. No. Someone asked us, Rob, was it you or someone asked, what are we recording on? We got a bunch of microphones and Sean over there.
That's technical, isn't it? Yeah, these fucking microphones.
We got some zip-tied broken equipment. Big shout-out to zip-ties. Fucking, I broke one.
I broke the other.
Sean broke it the exact same way as I broke it. Yeah. But thank God we had two zip ties. We'll order two new ones and kind of piece things out. So
Piece it out.
All right. What's your opinion on the Syrian situation? I would love to answer that, but our show is very strict. No race, no politics, no religion, and wars under politics. We just keep it fair because there's a lot of everybody in here. And we could talk about it, but we don't want to involve you guys in it because shit gets out of control. That's so we just don't talk about it.
So you can follow us here on Periscope.
Uh-huh.
Or you can go to obsbeers.com.
And all of our social media is there.
It's all there.
Yeah.
Yep, that means you just click any icon It'll take you there. And if you go to Facebook, it is OBS Beers. Every social media is a dope-ass search of OBS Beers, period. We got 3 Instagram accounts now. So I know what I'm going to bring up. So whenever you're ready.
I've been recording.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Just whenever you want to hop in, man.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, that's my dude, Dick Move. Hell yeah.
It's tough when you're running 2 shows.
Fuck, I didn't even know we were on.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after this sweet transition. No, Sean. Actually, really, stop the fucking recording. I want it to be
What's
separate.
What's the difference?
Because it makes you push the button.
Oh, my God. Okay, here.
You ready to go? Are we back on?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready?
Yeah.
Sweet transition of yada. Frank, guess what? We got a new Instagram.
We do.
Yep. OBS Brewstone. So, it came up with this crazy idea, and it's going to work. So, I gather up rocks, we paint them, we put instructions on them, and our logo.
Nice.
The goal is to try to hide them at breweries we visit.
Right.
And we share it on our personal Instagrams or Twitters, and we put them out there and say, can you find me? We tag the location of where the address is. We tag wherever the, you know, whoever we're involving. Mm. We take a photo in front of the building or their marquee or whatever, and then we hide the stone somewhere and we walk away. And then we check periodically, once a week, every 2 weeks, and see if anyone uses the hashtags OBS Brewstone or hashtag OBS Beers, and they take a picture with it.
Yeah.
And they put it on their social media. And then the goal is to have them hidden at breweries.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a scavenger hunt. And the cool part is, thanks to Frank here, geo-checking?
Geocaching.
Geocaching. We're going to do something like that,
you
too.
You can make money off the earth.
Did you ever do geocaching?
No.
It's kind of like a scavenger hunt, and you use your phone as a compass. So if you go to... a lot of times you go to a park and you can open some sort of geocaching app, and someone might have stashed something in the park, and it could be a film, the old film case, and there'll be something in it, and you just check it in. Or it could be a box that has like a little notepad, and you sign the notepad that you found it, and obviously you got to put it back.
Wow.
Right.
It's a little fun, cool little thing.
I would come
it's before
on
it was
time.
It was before Pokemon Go. Rob had asked, do we do other than where we're at? Dude, we go to California a lot. I'm out there at least once a month or every other couple of weeks. If you want to know what we're doing in our endeavors, guys, follow us on Twitter at OBS Beers. That is our bulletin board. If you don't do Twitter, you'll never really know where we're at. Because we prefer to use that as a tracking. It's our notepad. So if we say we're going to be somewhere, we're going to be doing this, that, and a third, that's the, because you write it real short and sweet, and it stays. It's permanent. It's right there, and it works. If you want to see our past events and future events, that's where the Instagram comes in, because where we put our flyers and our photo albums of the event and beer reviews and things like that. Facebook is more personal. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, that burp means you have won a disturbing time with us. Frank, thank you. Can you let us know what is that delectable, disgusting smell you belch from the bowels of your septic tank?
It could be a combination of peanut butter stout, Sierra Nevada pale ale, and queso chicken rollers from Del Taco.
Wow, yeah, I'm nice. And
I want to go with both.
Yeah.
It has a sweet cheers of the grossness.
Right, I'm going to throw
it. So, Frank, what do you think of that idea? I mean, you kind of looked at some of the rocks. I finally figured out the perfect formula to make them work.
I think it's an interesting idea.
So, it's going to be cool. So,
what if someone just finds a rock and just throws it in the fucking...
Even better. Like the point is, it has instructions on the back exactly what to do.
Right.
You can either keep it or you go rehide it. We would prefer people drop it off in front of a brewery, but you can drop it off anywhere on a hiking trail. You can put it in someone's car, like leave it in a taxi cab. Like you just do all sorts of whatever you want.
You've seen stuff like this all the time. Like you get a dollar bill that someone's written.
No, I heard it. I've heard.
You know where? Oh, it was Where's George Been?
Yes.
Yeah. No, so I've heard of this one too before.
So if we find some smaller rocks, the goal would be to go to the store, tag it, and say, "Can you find me?" and put them inside like a 12 pack. Just drop a rock in a 12 pack.
There you go.
That'd be pretty cool.
And a roofie.
And a roofie. But no, I think it would be great. So if someone's at the craft beer store, Richard was talking to me about this. He's like, man, I could be at a liquor store or at a depot place and just put it on the shelf.
Mm.
So I figured we'd make about 1,000 of these, and that's it. Just leave it at 1,000. I think they'll travel very well when we do giveaways and Beer for Life members, or we're mailing packages. I just put one in there for them, and they can either keep it or they could do what it is. And then basically we basically capture what you wrote and put it on the Instagram. To show people what's going on with that. So if anybody wants to follow these rocks, because every time we change the design or do something with them, it automatically goes up. And so far I had to change them around a few times. And then I hid one already at a place called Juicy Beats here in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It came with the address, and I tagged them. And there's one inside Juicy Beats floating around. I don't know where it's at now, but that's where it is. So let's see. Is there any way to donate to OBS? I'm buying merchandise the only way. No, actually, Rob, 243... Everything you need, there's a link right there on Periscope. But for those that are listening on the radio show, obsbeers.com/support is where you want to go. Is where you want to go. Again, we are a publicly funded entity, which means our show runs by viewers that are listening like you, viewers that are watching, breweries, people who really enjoy the show. Because you got to look at it like this. There's a lot of beer to talk about. There's a lot of beer to get. Just a few of us cannot reach the places that don't reach us. So, Frank, like what do you always say? It's a desert out here.
Yeah,
and it's the most weirdest shit. Beers that are sold in California are sold in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But they travel through us to get to Arizona, and we don't get those beers.
It's a flyover.
That's nice.
It's very weird. But like I said, that's why we're doing this rock thing. I think the rock thing is fun. It gets us out, and it gets the beer community. I think at the end of the day, it's about beer community.
Mm.
So if you know who we are, this is really cool to find. Mm. And then you get to help with that. You tag us on your personal shit, and then you go hide it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that works out great. It's going to be fun.
I like it.
Like I said, and then it'd be cool to go, oh, shit, because I got to send some to South Africa, Australia,
right.
You know, a few to the UK, you know, Canada, and would love to see where those all go. And then all of a sudden, we're like, oh, shit, Frank, one made it to Costa Rica.
Mm.
And that's just how it is. I just kind of wish everybody was already on Instagram. Like, if everybody was using Instagram, it would be 10 times easier to work with.
Who's not using Instagram?
A lot of people actually aren't. But I'm saying if everyone was using Instagram, it would be easier to fucking keep track of everything. But... you know, Facebook, we got everybody on. We got people on Twitter. So we put it on there. Frank, you want to give me one of the rocks? I can read the backing of it. So what we decided to do is the whole entire rock is black. I don't really want to put yellow on it anymore because the icon that I'm putting on it already has enough bright yellow on itself. But on the back of it, it says obsbeers.com, Brewstone. Please post pic of me on your Facebook, IG, or Twitter. Tag location or brewery and... OBS Beers. Use hashtag OBS Brewstone, OBS Beers in caption. Keep me or rehide me at another brewery. All social media, search OBS Beers. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
So we put these everywhere. If you don't know us, you will.
That's
so
cool.
Like I said, I came across a rock that was similar.
Yeah.
And I literally flipped it over because I thought it was stupid. Yeah. And I flipped it and I said, what? And I went and looked.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, my friend, is going to work. So, you know, every now and again, I'll hand them to us and go have fun. Like, let's go hide it somewhere. I think primarily most of us will put them in beers at stores, like a little six-pack or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is this? Oh, okay. And then that's the goal. I know some of these will get thrown away, so.
I'm going to throw them through windows.
You can't.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can't. Our name is on these motherfuckers.
No, I mean, I've already done it. What do you mean?
So, Frank, on your apathy thing, I know you don't care, but what do you think, in your opinion, of this sort of really cool community-bringing idea?
I think it's a cool idea. Just to get our name out there, but also kind of make it a little bit of a game. Like I was saying before, if we can figure out how to make it a check-in other than just social media, I think that might be interesting also.
You know what? Maybe we can – you know what we could do? Once we start noticing that these are moving around, maybe we can actually have one special rock.
All right.
And then we can geo-track that special rock.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Sure.
Okay. We'll put that in the plan with that, guys. I love it when a plan comes together or when I come on a plant or something. I can't really remember how that saying goes, but you understand what I'm saying.
You like coming on plants.
Right.
They are cute. Nice. Fawns on my balls. All right, so we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and move around the room. We're going to ask something very important. Sean.
Oh, God.
Since you've been here, in your opinion.
Yes. I have an opinion.
You do, trust me.
Oh, shit.
How do you feel from the first time you were here to where you're at now? What has your growth been and your observation of what you've been doing with us?
What? Oh, this sounds like a fucking team building exercise.
Trust me, if you lean back, we're not catching you. You can trust that.
There's no trust fall.
We don't know where your hair's been.
Me neither, for the record. What was the question? Something about...
Let me ask our father. Frank, what was the question? Maybe you can help me with this.
I wasn't really listening.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so from the moment you were here when you first started, what was your thought process then to now, like the growth of what you've seen in yourself or what we've been doing, you know, how things have progressed? From the start till now, what's your thought on all that?
I think when I first got here, I had no idea what the fuck was going on, ever, at all times, about anything. So
nice.
So now I at least, kind of get it. And, most of my progression's been with the beer, cause I, you know, at least now I can understand different styles and shit. Before, I didn't know anything, and I didn't like beer, and I didn't even want to try it. Yeah.
It sounds like a really bad beginning to a porn, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's not glamorous.
I didn't really want to do anal, but I turned out I really, really liked it.
Did you see this?
Did you just break your headphones?
Sean's breaking everything.
It was
everything
half
tonight.
Broken, and now like the whole thing is off.
Sean broke his headphones.
Sean broke his headphones.
And you know, these headphones are made cheaper than they were than they costed. I'll tell you that much. And it's
continue.
Been like
no, you know what? With
this, no, can, I can continue. Still. I can
know,
still hear out
continue.
Of it. I just gotta hold it up.
Put your fucking hodgepodge thrift store.
Want,
no,
want,
I don't know. Just finish so we
can
get
have
these guys.
One.
God damn it! This is why we don't have kids.
It's not
Frank.
Like we're recording. Oh yeah, we are. Okay.
Come on now.
So basically, my dick is 2 inches bigger now. So
moving on, Frank.
Nice.
How from the moment you got here till now,
and that's thanks to Key.
In your opinion, what's the growth for you?
Other than your
either for yourself or what you've seen, you know, just kind of, you know, at this point, might as well ask.
Well, I think overall, I've become more appreciative of different styles of beer, as opposed to just, well, I kind of like IPAs and stouts are pretty good sometimes. And, so I've definitely broadened my horizons. I think probably the biggest moment for us was actually getting Sean to come in and be our engineer.
Yeah, God knows us. The recordings were good because chillloverradio.net had to work with the mics that we had, two mics, and I'm doing it off this old ass laptop. Mm. And so they cleaned it up the, you know, what they could.
Because
we didn't have you.
Yeah.
And since I've known you outside of what I do, and I remember you were telling me you do recordings. I was like, you know, let me ask him out of nowhere. And I was surprised you said, yeah.
It's been a giant letdown ever since, huh?
Yes, actually, yeah. It's been pretty shit. No, actually, no.
He's like, because we actually already got ads on Craigslist.
Because not only did you add that new element that we were all looking for, you made their job 10 times easier because they do their little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
And then now it's pretty much set in stone that when they get it from you, they know exactly what to clean up. They know exactly to make sure, okay, this is running right. And we get it up 10 times faster. We try to put it out once a week.
Right.
You know, snafus happen. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but our listeners on all of our streaming, they're very appreciative of you. With what you've done,
it's a nice job.
Cool.
So
yeah, thank you.
It's a hell of a thing.
Man,
as for me, I think starting off of a table, my kitchen table, two stools, a Sony Handycam on top of milk crates.
This definitely sounds like a porno.
One lamp from Walmart.
Pixar.
To what are we rocking? Four mics, engineer station, a shitload of monitors, a fermentation chamber. A museum, our own vaping station to coolers and just live streaming and
that Maybach,
the fans and all of it. It's fucking crazy, dude. Like we're making beer at a pro, like nano brewery level. Mm-hmm. We make when we brew, we do it one barrel at a time. We're not doing 15 gallons. you know, when we work together, we're doing big shit.
Mm. Yeah.
And we've got bottles and support. And hell, we even got two AC units in here plus two ceiling fans. I think we've come up very well.
Man.
So, but from where the table is now, I mean, we finally expanded the table. We condensed shit and mounted shit. When people come over with the lighting that we have in here now,
mm-hmm.
people literally go, man, you guys are about some shit. You know, like Frank. Mm. When, like, I met you off live streaming.
Right.
For Sean, if you could, what drew you in and what kept you here, you know, other than my sexy face?
Nothing other than that.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Something witty, 03, says you say S star 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 a lot.
I'm guessing that shit.
Yeah. Last time I checked, when I go to the bar, I cuss.
We said star, 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 star.
Oh, I star, like, star. I kind of wish our boy Andrew from Unibrew did our slogan to begin with.
Mm.
Beer talk, the beer way.
Yeah, I remember
that. I love that shit. Mm. So, yeah, beer talk, the beer way. That is crusty. It may not seem for most, but let's face it, this is how everyone talks. Frank doesn't cuss, but that's how he talks. How we all talk. So,
right.
Go ahead, sir. Sorry about that. I caught that, and, you know, I couldn't pass that up. So if you kindly would, take it away.
He's busy with his...
yeah, but for you, he's still recording.
I'm still here. I'm trying to get my life together with the headphones.
How's that going for you?
Cash you outside? How about that?
Check me outside.
All right, fair enough.
Debit me outside.
Put a chip in.
Oh, anyway, all right, so,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, we're trying to get out of here.
No, the no.
Well, no, we're talking to him. It's his turn. It's Frank's turn. Yeah, we were.
I thought you were talking to me.
We were still talking to Sean.
Yeah.
No, you were. Well, you. It's your turn to tell him. Drew you in and what kept you here and why do you keep coming back to this? Like, what you can tell. I don't think Sean knows, and all the listeners don't know how we met. So,
It could be the free beer.
Not gonna lie, it
is kind of nice.
And I smoked Frank out after the show. That's why.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, you know,
it's the free beer, the free
weed. Free beer.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. That's it.
Yeah,
that's horrible. That's not true.
Apathy.
No.
Apathy.
It's the apathetic.
That's horrible.
Aspect.
You're not really gonna tell him.
No.
That's fucked up.
He just drank the beer like Kermit the Frog.
This is like the worst stepfather ever.
I love that.
Mom, stop making bad choices. I hate pop pop.
I think it was great.
Yeah?
Insightful.
It is?
It's deep.
It is. Alright, I'll tell you what. We're gonna do a transition of just deep sounds. Since you want to be a dick. I need some deep sounds.
Whales and
whatever's deep for you, sir. Gapish, even.
Nice.
And we're going to come back with the final part of the show. Then we're going to get you guys out of here. We do appreciate you listening to our rambles. So if this is under 60 minutes, blame Sean. All right. We'll be right back. All right, Frank, go ahead and get us out of here.
Okay. So. Wow. Anyway, well.
Tesla's really going to troll you. He said mild is the word you're going to use. How dare you?
Whatever.
How dare you on the Saz hops? I mean, there are what? How many different species of hops? Way too many to count. Don't be that bitch, is all
anyway,
I'm saying, Tesla. Keep it pushing.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
So it's been a little bit of a weird show tonight.
Has it?
But hopefully you enjoyed it. Just
us
chilling. Shooting the shit, no real format.
Yeah.
And it's nice to do this every now and then, just to...
Now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
They haven't got the
monotony. Fucking Sean, why'd you jip us like that? Like, you took a lot of my verbs.
Dude, why are you fucking being offensive to gypsies right now?
Okay, first off...
What?
Whatever. I saw the movie Thinner for the first time 2 weeks ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stephen King's Thinner.
No.
It's a really fucked up movie. So this dude was mean to, or whatever happened, a gypsy cursed him.
Mm-hmm.
He was this big lard ass. And then all of a sudden he kept getting smaller. And then...
Wasting away smaller.
And so in order for him to get the curse, he had to give the curse to someone else. So he had to make a pie. Turns out his wife was cheating on him with this dude. So he was trying to set them up to eat the pie.
Uh-huh.
Turns out his daughter had the pie too. So at that point, everybody gonna die. I mean, he was free, but everyone else is gonna die. His daughter had some of the pie.
Yeah,
I mean, his daughter looked good, too. I was hoping to get some of her pie, but whatever.
It sounds like a sweet release. You just don't have to deal with any of those fucks anymore.
Right. All right, so anything else you guys want to talk about before we get out of here? Because I know people are like, oh, give us more.
Let's talk about foreign policy real quick.
Nope, moving on.
Okay.
How about we appreciate all you guys listening, downloading, keep doing what you're doing, keep supporting us. You can always reach out to us at obsbeers.com, contact. We'd love to hear from you. And
I'm going to get a restraining order against you, Key.
Yeah, so that's my part.
What was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. I think we're good. Is there anything, Sean, is there anything you like to say or question since you've been here? Maybe you know, I just don't want to leave them on anything, but I'll hit them with a question. I'll hit a question in a minute, but is there anything you want to hit with?
I want to hit you with my wiener. Other than that, no.
All right. So here is the question
that
you guys cannot answer till the next time we record.
Okay.
We're going to start off real simple.
Sure.
All right.
What is your favorite?
Blue.
Nice.
Animal.
Oh, crap.
What is your favorite animal
sticking with
you wish you could watch in the middle of coitus? Guys, beers, what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
Hold up, Sean. That did not sound enthused.
What?
Let's try this again.
Yeah.
Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
They're not going to believe that either. Well, bye, guys. Bye. See you later. Avita Shane.
What?
Avita Sean?
That's right.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.